This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez. My word is a
lamp. Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a wonderful thing to be back here. Another Saturday evening to continue in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. We are in chapter 9 and we are going to continue from where we left off last week. Last week we left off at verse 31 and we are going to continue from there of Romans chapter 9. And we mentioned before that Romans chapters 9 through 11. Paul was really speaking to the Jewish people. So his audience then was really the Jewish people that he was really speaking to about salvation through Jesus Christ. Not of their own righteousness, but they have to put their trust in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. That's the only way they are going to be justified. They can't be justified by trying to keep the law. And no man can keep the law perfectly, but only by putting their trust in Jesus Christ. The only righteous one who have lived the law perfectly. So we are going to continue from verse 31 of Romans 9 and showing us that God's righteousness comes through putting our faith in Jesus Christ alone. So it doesn't matter if it's Jew or Gentile. Once we have put our faith in Jesus, then we are saved. So I'm going to pray and then we begin. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you will be doing. We thank you for your hope, O God, for you are our lively hope. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, for the rest we have in you. We thank you for your peace which passes human knowledge that keeps our hearts and minds. We thank you for your joy, O God, that comes, O God, through your Holy Spirit. For your word said, in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. So I pray today in the name of Jesus that your people will be filled up with your joy, your peace, your love, your contentment. O God, as your word comes forth, O God, your word, O God, will transform us. O God, will renew our minds, O God, that we may know what is good and acceptable in your perfect will. Lord, we look to you this evening for guidance. We look to you, O God, for illumination of your word. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Have your way in us, O God. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. O God, touch our hearts, change us, and make us to be more and more like Jesus. O God, we pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus. They will come to put their trust in you and have that personal relationship with you. Father, we just thank you right now that you are working in the hearts of your people and you are the only one that can bring forth that change. So we look to you by faith, O God Almighty, for transformed lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you again for hearing our cry and answering our prayers. We look to you by faith and give you thanks for a spirit-filled evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray and say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We continue from verse 31 of Romans chapter 9. The word said, but Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, have not attained to the law of righteousness. Israel, who was given the written law as their standard of righteousness, have not attained unto righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ. They chose not to put their trust in the Jewish Messiah. They chose not to believe that Jesus Christ is really the anointed one, the Messiah that they were long awaiting for. They chose not to accept him. But the word said, as many as receive him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So we see here where the Gentiles who decide to put their trust in Jesus have now become children of God. Look at verse 32 of Romans chapter 9. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it was by the works of the law, for they stumbled as they had stumbling stone. The stumbling stone, they're meaning, they're referring to the Messiah. They stumbled at the stumbling stone because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. So they did not think that their salvation would come by faith in Jesus Christ. They thought it would come by them trying. The Jews thought it would come by them trying to keep the law. But no man could keep that law perfectly. So the teachings of putting your faith in Jesus for their salvation become a stumbling block in their way. This was offensive to them because they're saying, okay, are we supposed to abolish the Mosaic law? But Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, but I come to fulfill it. And he has already fulfilled it. So we, whoever we are, whether Jews or Gentiles, have to put our trust in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who have fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. So the word of said, for this they stumbled at what? At the stumbling stone. They think that the whole teachings of putting your trust in Jesus Christ was an offense to the Jewish people. It was offensive to them. So Christ coming and preaching and teaching and doing all these miracles, they still saw him as that stone of stumbling. And this, people of God, Jesus himself spoke of it in Matthew 21, 42, 44. He knew that his own people would not even receive him. So we are going to turn to Matthew 21, verses 42 to 44. The word of God says, Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, this kingdom of God shall be taken from you. He was speaking to the Jewish people there. This kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And look at verse 44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. So Jesus was saying, you see me as a rock of offense. You see me as a stumbling stone. But if you don't choose to believe in me, there is coming another nation that is going to believe in me and will bring forth righteous fruits. So the Gentiles who chose to believe in Jesus Christ have now been given that right, that privilege to be children of God and are called to bring forth fruit of righteousness. And Jesus said, whoever fall on me, they shall be broken. But whoever I fall on, I will grind them to powder. People of God, the Lord is calling us to put our trust in him. If we fall on him, we will be broken. He said, a broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise. But if he falls on us, people of God, if his wrath comes upon us, we are in trouble. We don't want the wrath of God to come upon the children of disobedience. We want to obey Jesus, listen to his voice, and follow him. So he spoke of those who would stumble at his word, who will become offensive at the words of Jesus. And so it is happening now. Many are offended when you speak the name of Jesus. But God is calling us, people of God, to speak his word with confidence, to speak his words boldly, to come to that place of understanding that Jesus is the only way. He's the only way to salvation. We cannot be justified no other way but by putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone Our faith must be in Jesus Christ alone. Many people will be saying, I have faith. But faith in whom? We have to ask ourselves, who are we putting our faith in? Our faith must be in the righteous one. He is the only one that lived the law perfectly. People of God, the law is righteous, it's holy, it's true, it's pure. But no man could live it right. No man could live the law correctly. Only Jesus Christ, he fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. So we now have to put our trust in the one who did it right. We have to put our trust in the righteous one. Look at Psalm 118, 22 to 23. Psalm 118, 22 to 23. The word of God says, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. So we see as Jesus referred and spoke, he was speaking from the scripture that was written so many years before he came, showing the fulfillment that just as how the people refused Jesus, who is the headstone? He is the head. He is above all. He is the head. He is the preeminent one. The stone which the builders refused, the builders speaking, the Jewish people, the stone which they refused, Jesus Christ, is become the headstone of the corner. He is the one that hold up the spiritual building. He is the one, people of God, that preserve us and keep us and sustain us. Everything is held together by him. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And we see, people of God, that as Jesus quoted from the Psalms, we see here it everything came to pass. Everything was fulfilled that was written in the scriptures about him. Everything had to come to pass. He came to his own and they refused him. They rejected him. We don't want Jesus. We want Barabbas. Give us the thief. Give us the murderer. And crucify Jesus. That was what Jesus is saying. People, the Jewish people, cried out. They cried out to crucify Jesus and to release the criminal. And people of God, you have to come to understand that we have to put our faith in Jesus Christ alone. For he is the only one that is righteous. He is the only one that is true. He is the only one that is holy. So we have to depend upon him for our righteousness. He gives us his cloak of righteousness, people of God. There was an exchange that took place on the cross. He took our sin, our shame, our grief, our sorrows, everything that was against us. He took it to the cross and he gave us his righteousness. Clothed in his righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before his throne. So we, people of God, must honor his name. We must live a life that is pleasing to him, bringing forth fruits of righteousness, fruits that will bring glory and honor to his name. Look at verse 33 of Romans 9. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Are we going to turn to Isaiah 28:16? Isaiah 28:16, because the Paul was quoting from Isaiah 28:16. So let us read. The word of God said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. He that believeth on Jesus Christ shall not be ashamed. People of God, all those who put their trust in Jesus shall not be ashamed. The word tells us that hope makes us not ashamed. Hope does not bring that disappointment. Jesus Christ himself is the hope of Israel. He is the hope of the world. Jesus Christ himself, people of God, he does not bring disappointment. Those who believe on him shall not be ashamed, shall not be disappointed. And Isaiah had prophesied this so over 700 years before Christ came. And he came and he lived here for over 33 years. And the word tells us that he died on the cross for us. And those who put their trust in him shall not be ashamed. We shall not be disappointed because he is our living hope. People of God, we have to come to understand what the word of God is saying to us. And as this word was written so many years ago, people of God, but God's word stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but God's word stands forever. So we have to put our trust in God's word to us and come to understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Are we willing to hear what God is saying? Are we willing to put our trust in Jesus Christ? He is a stumbling block for many. He is a stumbling stone. He is the rock of offense for many. Many are offended when you speak the name of Jesus. But people of God, we must declare that there is no other name by which humanity can be saved but by the name of Jesus. So we have to come to understand that whether they accept it or not, we have to do what he has called us to do. We have to declare to those who are willing to listen and to believe that Jesus Christ is the only way. Whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. So we have come to the end of Romans 9. And we see where God is really seeking out the Jewish people to come to that place of putting their trust in Jesus Christ. To believe that only through Jesus Christ can they really acquire or achieve that righteous standard. There is no other way for them to reach that righteous standard. No man can live the law perfectly because there is some point in the law where we are going to break some point in the law because no man can live it perfectly. But Christ Jesus, the perfect God-man who came to earth, lived the law perfectly. He walked on this earth in perfect communion with God the Father. He walked in complete obedience to God the Father. He lived the law perfectly, fulfilled all the righteous requirement. And he is saying, come to me, all ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, take my teachings, take my instruction upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find that rest for your soul. People of God, we need soul rest. And the only time that our souls will find rest is when we put our trust in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So we have to come to that place of making up our minds. Who are we going to put our faith in? We have to put our faith in Jesus Christ, people of God. And we come to know and understand that there is no other way to God the Father but through Jesus Christ the Son. So we have come to the end of chapter 9. Now we are going to start on chapter 10 as Paul continues to speak to the Jewish audience. But this teaching is also for all those who will put their trust in Jesus. He said in verse 1 of chapter 10 of Romans, "Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." So Paul's desire, his heart's desire and his prayer to God was for Israel that they might be saved. And we see, people of God, in chapter 9, as we have just finished chapter 9, Paul himself spoke in chapter 9 that he wished above all things that he could be accursed and his people be saved. He was saying that his desire was so great for his people to be saved that if he should lose his salvation and his people be saved, then he would be happy. Can you imagine? That is how strongly he felt about his Jewish people. So he said here in verse 1 of chapter 10, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." So he had that strong desire, and we also should have that strong desire for our friends, our relatives, our family members, those that we come in contact with, we should have that strong desire for them to be saved. Just as how Paul had that strong desire for Israel to be saved, for Israel to put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Look at verse 2 of Romans 10. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. So Paul was saying, I bear them record. I'm a witness to the truth that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. It's good to have a zeal of God, people of God. It's good to be enthusiastic and to be fervent in whatever area God has called us. But if we do not have the knowledge of God, then we are in trouble. So Paul said, the Jewish people, I am a witness to them that they have a zeal of God. Truly, they do have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. So people of God, we have to pray each day for revelation. Pray that God will reveal himself to us, that we will not just be doing work in the church of God, but we will be also knowledgeable. We will come to a knowledge of who God is. We will not just be zealous of good works, but all of that zeal will be mixed with the knowledge of who God is. Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable to his death. So we have to come to a knowledge of who God is, not just being zealous, but also being knowledgeable, knowing him intimately, being in a relationship with the risen Savior. So God is calling us, people of God, not just to be zealous, but also to have a knowledge, to come to know Jesus personally. So all of these people, Paul was saying, they were zealous of God, but not according to knowledge. They had a zeal. They were enthusiastic about what they were doing, but it was not according to knowledge. It cannot be effective, people of God, if it's not according to knowledge. So it's good to have both zeal and knowledge put together. Then we will have effective ministries. Look at verse 3 of Romans 10. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Paul was saying they were ignorant of God's righteousness. God's righteousness comes through putting faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only time that we will be seen as righteous in the eyes of the Father, if we put our trust in the Son. So they did not understand. Paul said they were ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. So trying in human effort to please God. Our human efforts cannot please God, people of God. It is by putting our faith in the Son. God is pleased with us when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. The word of God said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith in whom? We have to know who we are putting our faith in. Without faith in Jesus Christ, we have to put our faith in Christ Jesus. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For when we come to him, we must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So Paul said they were being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own. That's the dangerous part of it, people of God, when we go about trying to establish our own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We are called to submit. To submit to God's word. We can come to God anyhow we want to. It is only through Jesus Christ, people of God. John 14:6 tells us, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So it doesn't matter how zealous we are. It doesn't matter how much works we are doing. If we are not in a relationship with Jesus, if we don't know him personally, people of God, we are just working ignorantly and doing things that will not cause us to become righteous. But the only way we can be righteous is when we put our trust in Jesus Christ and submit to his word. The word says Jesus is the only way. He is the only way. Jesus himself spoke. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. People of God, the word tells us in John 10:1, Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Jesus was saying, you can't come up no other way. There's no other way to the Father but through the Son. Jesus Christ, he is the good shepherd. He is the door of the sheep. He is the only way that we can come into a relationship with Abba Father. He's the only one that can reconcile us back to Abba Father. The word of God tells us that we can now draw nigh to Abba Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he is the only way, people of God. He is the righteous sacrifice. He gave up his life for us. And because he lives forevermore, you and I also have eternal life through him. Because he lives, we live. We have life eternal, abundant life right here on earth, and life eternal with Jesus forevermore. But we have to do something. We have to put our trust in him. We have to put our faith in him. We have to be confident that the work that he did at the cross was enough. He said it is finished. It is completed. The mission is completed. Man's redemption is paid for. So when he cried out, it is finished, people of God, all we now have to do is to put our trust in who he is and what he has done for us. He has paid the ultimate price for us, people of God. He laid down his life. No man took his life from him. He laid down his life for us so that you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. Look at verse 4 of Romans 10. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. He fulfills the righteous requirement of the law, people of God. And we are now called to put our trust in him. He is the righteous one. He is the one that lived the law perfectly. And we now can put our trust and our confidence in him and rely upon him to declare and to justify us, to declare us righteous, and to know that we are justified by putting our faith in him as the ultimate sacrifice for us. So God bless you here this evening. And thank you all for listening. And we hope as these words go forth, we will understand that Jesus Christ is the only way. So we don't want to be ignorant, as Paul said. They are being ignorant of God's righteousness and not understanding that God's righteousness is through Jesus Christ alone. So God bless you. And we are going to close here and continue next week in Romans chapter 10. Have a wonderful weekend. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you, O God Almighty, Lord Jesus, that our righteousness is only in Christ Jesus alone. And we pray today that we will put our trust in Jesus and walk confidently, knowing that it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. So we give you thanks and praise and look to you by faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and we say amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and continue to meditate upon the word of God. Amen. Blessings.
Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.